Hello, Greg LaFollette for the CPA Technology Advisor at Intersection Live. I'm visiting today with Teresa McIntosh, and Teresa's Vice President with Thompson Tax and Accounting, and we're going to visit today about one of her favorite subjects, I'm sure, UltraTax CS. Teresa, thanks so much for carving out some time for me today.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that this is a very, very busy time. We're recording this on the 25th of March, so we've gotten through corporate filing deadline, and you've got thousands and thousands of UltraTax users out there grinding away and beating on UltraTax and getting hundreds of thousands, well, probably millions of tax returns filed. How's that going? Tell me a little bit about what are the numbers, as a matter of fact.
Number of firms or number of returns?
Well,
number
let's
of firms.
Talk about both of them.
Okay. Number of firms, we have in excess of 23,000 or so UltraTax firms that have used it for quite some time. As you know, Greg, the product has been around since 1991 with the DOS version, and then 96, 97 with the first Windows release. So a lot of those firms have been with us a very long time.
Right, right. And we, we talk about number of returns. I know you've been very, very active in the electronic filing side. We've actually talked about that before. How has the e-filing been going for you?
The e-filing's been going really well. We really try to work very closely with the various state and federal agency to streamline that process for the customers. We actually partner with them and are often the first to adopt like 2D barcode technology and things like that. So we really have a reputation with a lot of those state agencies or even local markets to test things out with the users first. So we remain very proactive in that area.
Right. Now, you actually have people within the development organization at Thompson who are very, very active in the professional organization for tax developers and working with the IRS and, in things like forms design and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, actually, Zeke Geikas, who works with us, he's been chairman of the NACTP, National Association of Computerized Tax Preparers, before. I'm actually not 100% positive if he is this year. It's an elected office. But we've been on that panel for a very long time and are one of the vendors that have a real stable presence there.
Sure. And that's a real important part of the reason that I'm sure that you have been as successful as you have been in growing that. Let me back up just a little bit, Teresa, and let's fill in the listeners a little bit on your background. You are a CPA.
Yep, and I'm a CPA and a CITP as well.
Right. Correct. Thank you.
I don't think you'd want to forget that.
Right. Right. And you actually at one point in time had an honest job, right?
Yes. Yeah. So to speak, I was a tax consultant actually originally for Price Waterhouse when it was just Price Waterhouse.
Yeah.
And then joined what was then Creative Solutions back in 1996 as a tax analyst. So I was on our development staff for close to 5 years before moving over into product management, marketing, and sales area.
And have done very, very well since then, and now are your vice president and handle pretty much the all of the marketing, and actually a bigger slice than that right now, right?
Yeah, I'm actually senior vice president over what we call the mid-market, which is, generally speaking, about 95% of the firms in the country.
Right.
So yeah, we have a great place in the market. We serve the needs of a lot of firms, and I'm really privileged to be part of that.
So let's go back and talk about UltraTax a little bit. Tax season is well launched. You're about done on the development side. I mean, now it's just maintain a little bit. Your tax season actually starts very early, and you release that first product sometime way back in November, right?
Yep. Early November is when, the initial, 1040 product would go out with draft forms, as well as the performas released and organizers are released for people that want to get a head start on those.
Right. That's when you start your conversions and your training and all that stuff.
Conversions start as early, early fall conversions start for most competitive products. And then a lot of the training gears up really heavily in the late fall, November, December, users conferences that time of year. And we actually have a lot of new things in the training world that have allowed people to get up to speed a little bit earlier in the year if they wish.
Okay.
In 2007, we initially launched what we call on-demand training.
Uh-huh.
So it is training available right from our website. So it's great for new staff or any staff that just want to get a refresher. You just go there, and it's really inexpensive, and you can, you know, have anybody in your firm take it for one price. And UltraText was a real big contributor to that.
Sure. And that's kind of bite-sized.
Exactly.
Nuggets.
It's one-hour classes,
okay.
You know, broken down into chapters.
Sure.
So you can retake them. You can skip some if you feel like you're proficient in that area. It's geared primarily toward a refresher course or new staff that you have at this point. It's kind of navigating around UltraText as well as the other products. There's lots of different options out there.
Okay.
That was real popular.
So let's go back to this first release back in November. Now you do offer that as an internet download, but you also ship a CD. Is that correct?
Correct. We have a lot of firms, probably over a third now, that are getting the product on the internet only at this point. They have chosen to only receive it that way, so we make that option available to all of the users. And then we also do ship CDs periodically throughout the year.
Okay.
And you can do both.
That whole initial process went fine as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, everything, you know, was very good. Obviously, you're going to get a lot of questions during the conversion process. You've got customers that are new to the family and have, you know, things to learn. Performa, we had a few skips in it this year. We tried to get in front of that as quickly as possible and help people through the issue, and I think we resolved that in a timely manner.
Okay.
And the organizers went very smooth.
Great.
So
every year you add a whole bunch of new features and new things and try to continue the improvement of the product. And every year you do some things that are huge hits, and you also do some things that your users, frankly, look at and say, why in the world did you do this? This doesn't do me any good. Or, you know, make it the way it used to be. And, you know, that's a big conversation around that. So let me ask you two sides of this, kind of a flip, a coin flip here. On one side, what did you do this year, Teresa, that your users seem to like the very most? What was the biggest hit? And then while you're answering that, think about the follow-up question is, what did you do that your users looked at and said, I don't get it?
Boy, you know, it depends on the user, as you know that.
Right.
You know, no good deed goes unpunished, so sometimes we think we have solved, you know, world peace, and then we release it, and they're like, well, what the heck were you thinking? Probably the favorite things are some of the things that have always been the favorite things in a lot of ways, and we've taken them to the next level. Things like integration.
Sure.
You know, we call it specifically data sharing because the information goes from literally anywhere in the CS professional suite to the appropriate place. So if you're doing the payroll for somebody and you have their W-2, it automatically goes from the payroll program into the appropriate place of UltraText. If you are filing documents in file cabinet, and let's say you have a shareholder or partner K-1s that come from the client in UltraText, they would automatically get filed in that client's file cabinet folder. So we would be smart enough to know, hey, these are the partners, and file that separately.
Right.
So those kinds of things are always big hits. I think this year, and those are probably the most mass adopted areas right there. Things that get the rave reviews are the things that fewer users honestly use in the first year. So we have taken our integration with RIA tax alerts to a whole new level. So now it combines the data mining capabilities within UltraText and actually identifies on a client-by-client basis what tax alerts might apply to that particular client. So let's say you're going through, you prepare a client return, you're looking at the diags, you know, you click on one button on the toolbar, and it, after you've prepared the return, it goes through and says, hey, what tax alerts might apply to this client? And it will tell you at that time. So that's, you know, gotten a lot of rave reviews.
Sure.
You need to be a user of both UltraTax and the RIA tax alerts there.
Right.
Obviously, our technology with the portals continues to get extraordinary rave reviews. You know, we're one of the few vendors that really have that capability directly from the tax compliance product. So what that means is a couple different things. Within UltraTax, you can have your clients fill out an organizer in a secure web environment. That information then automatically flows to the tax return upon your review. And then once you've completed the return, you can send out the tax return back out to the portal for the client to review and approve. Now, we released that, gosh, Greg, I mean, it was an innovation award 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so is it new this year? No, but we're just
right.
getting traction,
sure.
you know, in a lot of that adoption. So people are getting much more comfortable with it. The media is helping a lot, talking about portals and secure delivery of information. So, you know, that's been a great solution for a lot of people.
And just as a clarification, when someone uses that electronic organizer and they, you know, as a client, I put in the numbers that I'm going to put into my organizer, and it goes back to the accountant, you know, back to you, and then, you know, ultimately into my tax return. It actually doesn't go directly into my return. It goes in a spot where you get to where you look at it.
You approve or reject the information.
Goes,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Correct. Yeah, I kind of skimmed over that part.
Right. Well,
I mentioned it, but it's a key point.
Yeah,
right.
That alarms accountants sometimes, but
right.
Bless it, they're fine.
Exactly. You don't want things flowing into the return everywhere that you didn't have a
exactly.
chance to, you know, have a review over.
Right.
So it very much collects that and does that for you.
Right. You guys reacted very quickly this year to the late legislation, and part of that was the tax rebate calc, and
yep.
and you provided a way pretty early for practitioners who are going to prepare a return, and the first question that a client's going to ask is, what's my rebate going to be, because they're reading about it in the paper, and they had all the information, so why not tell them? And you guys did tell them, right?
Yeah, we told them very rapidly. We added it to both the client transmittal letters. We had a tax rebate worksheet that we released, Planner CS, which is our separate tax planning product for 1040 clients. That release was actually done in about 24 hours, that was updated for the Economic Stimulus Act.
Sure.
So, yeah, we got on board very quick and got the information out to the customers rapidly.
Okay. So what, Teresa, generates the most user questions? And I know the answer to that is really around tax questions, but let's move those aside. Over on the what I would call the technology side, what places cause the most number of questions that flow into your support organization?
By sheer volume, and they're not difficult questions, but by sheer volume, every year the busiest weeks are actually when electronic filing opens up.
Sure.
You know, and I think a lot of that is simply people haven't done it in a few months, you know, 8 months maybe in some cases. And it's just getting familiar with any twists and turns that have changed for their various states or the federal government, cities that have come on board. So there's always just that tweaking of their process plus the reminder element there, getting it back to be part of just their normal flow. So that generates a lot of questions. Plus, every year there's still a lot of practitioners that are new to the ELF, you know, environment that haven't
sure.
adopted it for whatever reason before,
right.
Or maybe their state now mandates it and they previously didn't. So that actually generates the largest number of calls.
Okay.
In addition to that, you have general navigational questions, especially from newer customers or new staff
right.
at existing customers. You know, they're always going to have a question about where does this go or why the heck did you move this? You know, I swear it was here last year.
Right.
Things like that
exactly.
Are always going to generate, you know, some initial calls. But generally they really do fall into those, you know, two categories.
Sure. Teresa, let me finish up here. We're almost out of time, but I want to end with one question that's kind of forward-looking. I'm going to ask you a little bit about next year's enhancements, and I certainly understand that you're not ready to share. You haven't even decided what they're going to be, much less be ready to share what they're going to be. So the question is not specific, but rather kind of directional and general. What kinds of things will Thompson be working on for next year and the year after that, and push that out a little bit and say, you know, we've been in this business now, as you said, from the early 90s. So, you know, where are we going to be in another 15 years or so? So that's kind of my wrap-up question.
Okay. Well, actually, we're further along with next year's enhancements than we typically are for March, so I'll probably surprise you in my commitment there.
Okay.
We're actually looking at a few really exciting things beyond the new property tax return states and things like that you would very much expect. We're also going to have the ability to actually see some of your prior year information from within UltraTax without owning a document management system.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see last year's input screens, last year's tax returns from within UltraTax or even from within the fixed assets program. You'll be able to see prior year fixed depreciation reports without going into separately to a document management program. So it's pretty exciting actually. Another area that we're looking at is enhancing client status and contact information on the homepage. We've been working on that for several years, making headway there. And then probably a little exciting for us, actually, we're going to be offering some Spanish transmittal letters and things like that for client transmittals.
Sure.
A lot of our customers on the West Coast or in the South have a lot of clients that prefer Spanish as a, you know, or they're more comfortable in that language, I should say. I wouldn't call
sure.
it a first language, but they're more comfortable there. And so we will be offering some capabilities to do transmittals and such in a few states and the federal entities. In addition to that, you know, we're still perfecting and enhancing the source document data entry that we piloted last year.
Sure.
We haven't talked a lot about that. The pilot went exceptionally well. We're still learning from, you know, all of the results.
Right.
You will definitely see enhancements in that area. It's difficult for me to be very specific there because we're still getting our arms around
sure.
A lot of the information that we gathered there.
So long term, you'll be doing more and more on the continuing that long tradition of integration and extending
exactly.
that integration
it's
to
process automation
outside to banks and things, pulling that data in directly digitally, or if it is analog, making it digital automatically, right?
Exactly. It's along the same continuum of process automation. You know, for years and years, we've really focused on automating the process within an accounting firm. So that's where integration came into play. That's where Portal came into play. But things like source document data entry or web services that are available now and will be available in a further capacity in years to come will allow us to actually start automating that process long before it ever hits the accounting firm. So you'll, you know, see more aggregation of data, much less data entry even for the initial source documents. I think we'll just have to think about our tax returns being done. It'll pretty much.
I'm making some notes here, Teresa, and I'm gonna call you in 15 years, and I'm gonna check on exactly how far down that road we've gotten. And I'm sure with you at the helm, we'll be a long ways down the line. Thank you so very much for your time today. I've been visiting with Teresa McIntosh, Senior Vice President at Thompson Tax and Accounting, and we've been visiting about their tax compliance product, UltraTax CS. Teresa, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.